The Militant, Volume 89, Number 26, July 28, 2025. 25, 50, and 75 years ago. July 24, 2000. Forta Down, Northern Ireland. Hundreds of local residents had gathered here July 9th, behind razor wire and barricades erected by the British Army, and successfully prevented, for the third year running, a rightist Orange Order parade from going down Garvahy Road, a majority Catholic community here. For years, the Orange Order has organized hundreds of triumphalist parades in Northern Ireland. Nationalists have often been assaulted and their homes attacked, but in recent years, opponents of the rightist marches have made gains. In 1998, for the first time, residents of Garvahy Road prevented the rightists from going through their neighborhood. The Orange Order has been a key pillar of British rule, but along with the broader Unionist forces, it has been seriously divided and weakened by the last 30 years of unbroken Irish nationalist struggle. July 25, 1975. Moscow officials are preparing to transfer Ukrainian historian Valentin Maras to a prison hospital for compulsory psychiatric care. Maras was sentenced in November 1970 to 9 years imprisonment and 5 years exile. His crime was to have written 4 essays upholding the social, cultural, and language rights of Ukrainians against Moscow's official policy of Russification. After being subjected to extremely harsh conditions in prison, including nearly 2 years of solitary confinement, Ross began a hunger strike. He continued to refuse food for 145 days. The prison physician said Maras requires psychiatric treatment because a normal individual could not have endured a 5-month hunger strike. The threat that he may be incarcerated in a psychiatric prison hospital should be protested by supporters of democratic rights everywhere. July 24, 1950. New York, July 18th. Meeting last weekend, the National Legislative Convention of the Socialist Workers Party appealed to all workers for support in the 1950 elections. The SWP warned that for the American people, the war in Korea and other wars which may follow can only mean loss of life on distant battlefields, the lowering of living standards, and loss of liberty. The election platform stresses the party's opposition to intervention in Korea, its defense of civil liberties, the rights of minorities, and the independence of the labor movement. The platform sums up its goals as the establishment of a workers' and farmers' government. Among the highlights in connection with the convention were nationwide radio broadcasts made by Farrell Dobbs and Joseph Hansen, World Empire or World Socialism, and What Next for U.S. Labor? End of article.